Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to talk about a topic which, in my opinion, is extremely fascinating. And I'm sure a lot of photographers out there, especially headshot photographers who are in this industry for quite some time, they will know exactly what I'm talking about. And I want to talk about clients who pretty much starting over their life. People who have some drastic change in their life and they need new headshot to start over. And I know it sounds kind of funny, but I realize, especially recently after quite a few interesting headshot sessions I had, and I'm going to talk about them a little bit later, where this headshot session is becoming some kind of catharsis for them, that they want to do something to make them feel reborn. They want to boost their confidence. They want to look at themselves from different perspective. They want to basically build this new self-image, and they're coming to us for a headshot session. And it's interesting for me because you can really sense that right away. As soon as I get into the conversation with these people, and as soon as we start talking about what's the reason behind doing new headshot, they will tell you right away what's going on. They'll tell you that's what happened to them and they need this new headshot, and they basically want to get something which, as I said, is gonna boost their confidence and they're gonna create this new image of themselves. And those type of sessions are extremely delicate. I have to say I have completely different approach to them. I'm trying to be extra sensitive because I know these people are coming with huge emotional baggage, massive one. And recently I have few sessions where people like literally broke throughout a session because they kind of come to some realization about their huge change in their life. And whenever they had to look at themselves, it's just brought all these emotional things to them. And sometimes it's quite fascinating. And that's why I want to talk about it, because this is something which I'm sure a lot of headshot photographers are dealing with. But I want to talk a little bit from, as I said, different perspective, how to approach those sessions and how to deal with those type of clients. Because as I said, those sessions are extremely sensitive. And as I said, we as a headshot photographers have to be extra careful, because typically what happens, if we kind of start doing things which just kind of poke these people for those sensitive, I would say, parts of their life, it could be disaster. And I had that before. I had that even recently, that the client basically came for the headshot session, but brought all those bad emotions to them that they couldn't handle it, right? And I know that sometimes it could be extremely difficult for them. So let's start over and let's start looking at this whole thing from different perspectives. So as I said, there's two type of different, I would say, clients. One of them, there's some job-related things where they need the new self-image, they need some picture which is going to help them to finding, for example, new job or finding new career. And we need to, as I said, pretty much capture their confidence. We have to capture them from completely different light, where, you know, they have to, after that session, they have to feel much, much, I would say, bigger. We need to work on their self-confidence, and we have to create images which really gonna, as I said, help them to start believing in themselves and help them to basically just, as I said, start over. So what's my approach? So first of all, whenever I have client like that, and whenever they're coming to the door, and I as soon as I'll figure it out, you know, okay, this is the situation. I know this client is extremely sensitive, and we need to work on their headshots, and we need to basically get the best stuff as possible to create that additional layer of confidence. So typically, I'm having most of the time a little bit longer conversations with them. When we dive into, I'm not saying personal stuff, but I'm trying to understand them a little bit more, and I'm trying to kind of get their feedback, what exactly they're looking for, what their strengths. And I know it kind of sounds funny, but even this is just a headshot. I think we need to build some kind of story around their headshot, right? So I know a lot of photographers, I'm not sure if they're doing that, but I'm trying to kind of get their positive aspects of their personality. I'm trying to basically just, as I said, build a little bit of story around them, which is going to help them to get that confidence back. So as I said, first of all, I'm trying to do some little bit longer interview with them, try to dig deeper into what's going on in their life, what they're trying to achieve, what's their goals, and trying to kind of get as much information from them to kind of see where they're coming from. And I know there are clients who are extremely positive, who are basically, you know, coming in and they're like, okay, I want to do it. I need that. I'm really looking forward to it. I want to start over. I want to get this new image. I want to basically push my life forward. So those ones are easy ones, because then we know, okay, you know what? They have that mental aspect, which basically just help you to get this basically, you know, going on, and you can really easily create images which gonna help them to, you know, feel that way. You know, the thing started becoming more difficult whenever they on the opposite side, where they don't believe in themselves, where they extremely negative, where they see everything in some kind of, I don't know, dark light. They not as positive as, you know, you wish. And then again, we need to dive deep into this, and we have to somehow help them to understand that those images will help them to get wherever they want to go with their life. And this is going to be something that, you know, you help them to do that. You will guide them. You will basically do the photo shoot with them, and you're going to try to do your best to put them in the best light, positive, create those amazing face expressions, create this confidence, create those images which really put them on the pedestal, and it's going to give them that extra boost to, you know, believe in this, in themselves, boost their confidence, and create this new self image. So that's something which, you know, sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's easy, depends, but we need to figure out at the beginning what type of client we're dealing with. So when it comes to basically this job transitions, this is one story. And as I mentioned, this is something that, you know, depends on the client approach to those challenges. You know, we need to figure out. The next thing what I want to talk about it here is that the clients who going through massive or huge relationship kind of crisis, or, you know, they got out of some long-term relationship, they're going for divorce, they're going through some breakups, whatever. Those are the clients who are extremely vulnerable. And those are the clients who you have to be extremely sensitive to, because usually in those type of situations and those type of clients, typically they come in with the very, very low self-esteem. That's just the rule I found. And they putting basically themselves in our hands to create headshots, which gonna basically make them believe that, you know, they're still beautiful. They still, I would say, you know, they can find some new person, they can find new love, they can basically start their relationship over, they can start their life over. And those are the clients which I found they're a little bit more difficult, because, you know, as I said, they coming with this massive emotional baggage, and most of the time is negative, right? So we need to basically turn that over, and we need to work with them to the point that, you know, they will start believing in themselves. It depends, again, on so many different factors, you know, what age they are in, you know, how hard this breakup was, what actually took place, what happened. And then we have to be, as I said, extra careful how we deal with this, right? Because we don't want to, as I said, touch anything which gonna just burst their confidence, they burst the way they think about themselves, because it doesn't take much. And again, depends on the headshot photographer personality, how we deal with the clients, depends how we deal with those people. We need to basically listen to them. We need to, you know, doing those very, very small steps to, you know, create those images. And again, with those type of clients, I'm trying to take extra time, because, as I said, those clients, they're extremely sensitive, and we have to be very, very careful how we even approach the shoot. So conversation first. We need to, again, build the story. We need to put some kind of positive thoughts that those images that will help them to basically achieve the goals, achieve what they're looking for. It's going to help them to believe in themselves. It's going to, as I said, boost their confidence. We're going to create some new self image. We're going to create images which really going to help them to basically start over their life. And as I mentioned, you know, those people coming with huge emotional baggage. And I also found, which is kind of interesting, that sometimes those headshot sessions is like an emotional release for them. This is something that, you know, it's just gonna burst out all those emotions. And it's happening quite often to me lately, which is kind of fascinating, that the people coming to those sessions, I know exactly what's going on. I know what those images they're gonna be used for. We start having some discussions, we start having some conversation throughout a photo shoot, and they start opening up, why are they doing these headshots? And sometimes, you know, these people, they just basically burst in tears, because, you know, it's just a huge thing for them. In those sessions, it's just basically facing their life, right? And I had that recently, as I mentioned, which was kind of fascinating. You know, everything turned out well. You know, the person was extremely happy with those images, but also allowed them to look at their life from different perspective. And, you know, I think sometimes also what happens that because we're living such a fast life, and, you know, nowadays everyone is just running and chasing something, and then there's families, there's the kids, there's work, there's jobs, and all of a sudden this massive pause in their life, and they have to look at themselves, and they have to basically just figure out how to start over their life. And they're coming to us and they look at themselves that, you know, the time passed by, you know, they're older, they're not that young anymore. They, you know, there's a lot of things which they probably didn't thought about it. And those images sometimes can be such a kind of like hit for them that, you know, this all those years just passed by, and now they have to look at themselves and they have to figure out their life all over again. So this is something which I found is extremely fascinating. And typically, you know, when things like this happen, and I'm sure if you've been in this kind of situation, usually I'm trying to basically give these people time, give them space, you know, don't push it. If I see that there are certain topics, or, you know, if this entire change in their life makes them extremely emotional, I'm not trying to dig into this, right? Like, I'm not trying to, dig deeper and ask more precise questions or whatever. Like, you know, I don't think we should do that anyways, but sometimes it helps throughout a session. I found that also helps to help them to release certain emotions, and helps them kind of, how I can describe this, can kind of make them feel better about themselves, and make them basically just push this whole thing away. And throughout a photo shoot, throughout seeing those images, throughout this experience, it's giving them this, as I said, emotional release, which helps them to kind of move on with their life. So what's the next step? So typically after the headshot sessions, and I know every headshot photographer out there has a different approach to basically releasing those images, to dealing with clients. But I found that with those type of clients, I like to meet personally and go through those images face to face. So what happens is I go through those shots, I delete all the bad ones because I don't want to show them anything which could trigger anything, which could, I don't know, just make them feel bad about themselves. So typically I go for those shots, I delete all the bad ones, and I always keep the essence from the shoot. And then I invite my client back again, and we go for those shots, and we basically discuss them, what shots would work best for them. And I found this is kind of also interesting sometimes, that, you know, how they see themselves and how this whole thing release certain emotions. Right. And I've been recently through that little kind of interesting, I had this interesting client who, you know, see different things in themselves throughout, you know, those images. They could see emotions, they could see feelings, they could, oh, you know, then when we talk about this topic, you know, I saw, you know, something, and, you know, like I had this thoughts, and that's what created this face expressions, which I was just kind of like fascinated that people could really see those images and feel from them what they thought, what they felt at that time. It's quite interesting. So if you never had a chance to do that, try to kind of have this kind of approach. And I can guarantee you that your clients will absolutely love that. And it's gonna help them to see those images from different perspective as well. It's gonna help you to basically just, you know, get better experience from them. Because I've noticed that it's not just the pictures. It's also more of an experience itself, where people coming through your door and, you know, they go for this photo shoot, you're creating those images, you go through them, you look at them, you discuss them, you picking what best for the clients, you really creating impact on how you deal with them. And I think also it's extremely important that you have this special connection with the client. And the same, you know, the client has this specific connection with you, that they can trust you, and then you can be the guide for them, you know, which images they're going to work best for them. You can explain to them different posing, different face expressions, different lighting. You can work with them on basically getting basically helping them to understand what you captured and what's going to work best for them. So I highly recommend it to do that. I know there are some clients who, as I said, they're extremely difficult to, you know, deal with, because they see all this, you know, things which, well, I'm not saying you don't see, but, you know, everyone has this things which they don't like about themselves. And that sometimes could be a problem, but you can also explain to them, hey, you know what, we're going to work on those shots in post-productions. We're going to just make them look even better. You can show them some examples before and after. So that's going to another boost their confidence. But creating this amazing experience is going to definitely help the client to, you know, kind of not only get the better experience, but also it's going to help them mentally. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but we've headshot photographers, and I think Peter Hurley said that on so many occasions, that we are 5% photographers and 95% psychologists. And I couldn't agree more with this, especially with those type of clients who coming to us because, you know, they have some traumatic experiences in their life. They need to start over. They need to basically get something which is going to help them to start believing in themselves again. It's going to helping them to cope with all this emotional trauma sometimes. There's a lot of things. And I think for a photographer, knowing this stuff and interviewing the client, understanding why they're coming and then what's the reason behind it, and kind of knowing how help them throughout this process and create something extremely valuable for them, which is gonna definitely do something important in their life. It's something, in my opinion, rewarding. And you know, like, I've been friends with those clients for years sometimes, that, you know, they're coming back for another sessions within, I don't know, years, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. But, you know, they sometimes they more even appreciated the experience itself than images, because images is the one thing, is definitely helping them to see and look at themselves from completely different experience. But, you know, that experience itself and giving them images, which gonna, as I said, boost their confidence, it's gonna make them believe in themselves, creating this new image which gonna help them to move on with their life. It's something that is way more valuable for them, just the images itself. So that's why, you know, as I said, I want to talk about it and discuss this, because this is something which gonna also help you as a photographer to build your brand, to build your business, because, you know, people are gonna be coming to you, you know, with not just, oh, I want to get a headshot. It's gonna help them a lot with, you know, just the experience, which gonna just build something important in their life, and you become someone very important for them, because you're giving them something, those type of kind of tools, which gonna help them to navigate through this really sometimes difficult times in their life. And then, you know, those images, it's gonna be something which helps them to, as I said, going through that process. And it's not easy. I know myself, I'm going through some difficulties in my life, you know, and then sometimes I was thinking about it, hey, you know what, would be nice to have someone like that who could help me with that process, you know, because I'm on the other side of the camera, it's a little bit a different story. But at least I know, you know, the process, I know what helps, and then all, you know, those kind of crazy stuff. But you know, the point what I'm trying to make is you know, this type of headshot sessions can be extremely how I can even say that, it's gonna definitely help those clients to move on with their life, and we are there for them. And if we approach this properly, we can do much, much more than just, you know, creating some cool images. I hope that was interesting. I know I've been just kind of running the circles a little bit with this, but I'm sure a lot of photographers out there understand what I'm talking about. And, you know, it's good to kind of have this, I would say, little bit of knowledge, and whenever clients like this show up at the door for you, now at least you will maybe look at this whole thing from different perspective, and you're gonna do some extra steps to, you know, create something more valuable for the client. And as I said, I've been doing this for quite some times, and you know, I've been having those clients constantly. And it's fascinating. As I said, it's extremely fascinating, because, you know, you're creating this extremely valuable and interesting connection with these people, and they putting, I would say, their career, their life in your hands. It's a big job, I have to say. And you know, we have to approach this properly, and we have to basically deal with this. So there's one more little thing what I want to add to this, which I think is going to be also interesting, that we talk about it in the previous podcast, but also I found that, you know, whenever we have those clients, give them a time to digest those images. And I know I've discussed this before, but with this type of clients, you know, typically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to tell them, hey, look, you know what? If you don't like those images, or you don't like yourself, or, you know, there's a lot of emotions going through your mind seeing them, take your time, you know, look at them today, look at them tomorrow, you know, try to analyze them, what you feel when you look at them, you know, help them and give them some kind of, I would say, guideline how they can even approach those images. Because for some of those clients, this could be or is extremely challenging and emotional and then difficult. And I need, sometimes people need a little bit of time. So whenever you have client who is extremely emotional, so whenever they look at those images, they, you know, there's, I would say, huge amount of emotions going through their mind. The one advice you can give it to them, just take your time. You know, you can look at them yourself. We can look at them together. I personally prefer looking at them. Well, they can look at them first, and then they can come in, and then we can discuss them together, because then at least they don't go for this like massive shock seeing themselves, and all of a sudden all these emotions just coming out, and it's just outburst of you know, good or bad or negative, like whatever. You know, it's better to, you know, have these clients who digest this a little bit. So that's something which I would love to add to you know, the kind of another tool to help you with those type of clients. Okay, I've been yapping a lot already, so I hope that was interesting. If you would like to add anything to this, I basically have this little section in this podcast where you can comment. Please add any of your experiences. I would love to hear it. I'm sure if you are in this industry, I'm 100% sure that you had this type of clients. And tell me your experiences. I think every client is different, and that's what is so amazing about this profession, that, you know, every person has something new to offer, and we have to take different approach. We can learn something new, but overall it's just quite fascinating how much psychology is involved in this whole headshot photography process involved. That, you know, that's also, I'm sharing those stuff because I think as soon as you pass all this equipment and lighting and all this, you know, technical stuff, that's where you basically will start getting into this different things, which is going to help you to understand your clients better, understand the craft better, and connect with your subjects to the point that, you know, you will be in control creating something fascinating. Okay, that would be everything for today. Thank you for listening. It's Friday evening, so I would love to wish you guys fantastic weekend. I have seminar on Sunday. If you're interested, I will link that into description if you would like to join. If you have questions, shoot me an email. I'll be more than happy to answer. Yes, and stay tuned, and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.